Order merchant, 5 Live Travel.
Our Fraser and East Lothian's killing me. Bear in mind it's 6:30 and obviously we haven't eaten for quite a while. So come on, Tony, a weekly menu is the way to go. I started doing it for my wife and daughter during lockdown. Saves money, saves time, means you can plan some dishes you would never normally make, but he's taken a picture and it's all beautifully laid out. Menu de la semaine. Do you want to hear some of the highlights?
What does semaine mean?
Week. It's a French word for week, so it's menu of the week. Tuesday, smoky hake and cannellini beans with chili and garlic stir-fried cavolo nero.
Well, what are they having tonight?
Tonight, what day is it today? It's steak night. Steak night tonight with French fries, onion rings and garden salad.
It is very beautiful, and actually, if someone volunteered to make that for me, that would be great.
All sounds lush.
But the flip side to this is reflected in this text, which is from Ellie in Walton-on-the-Hill, who says, Tony, life is far too short to have a weekly meal planner. How the hell do you know on Monday what you fancy on Friday, for example? What about spontaneity when you just fancy something? That's what I'm saying. Surprise.
Spontaneity is all right sometimes, just maybe not every night of the week. You've got to have balance. You must achieve zen-like balance.
I've just gone back to Fraser's menu to see which night I think. Friday's takeaway night, that's lazy of him for a start-up. So he's already
he deserves
gone off,
the rest after everything he's done.
Half-cocked.
There's even lunch there at the bottom.
Chicken kebabs on a Sunday, barbecue chicken kebabs. What's that all about?
Depends on the weather, I think.
Anyway, very good. Oh, dear. Look at tomorrow night. Oh, Wednesday. I'm not going round to his house on Wednesday. Anchovy, samphire and prawn spaghetti.
That sounds gorgeous. What's wrong with that?
I don't know what samphire is.
Samphire is it's kind of seaweed.
Neither do you.
I do. It's sort of seaweed. It's like little green kind of seaweedy type plant. It's very nice.
Anchovy and seaweed spaghetti. What's he playing?
That sounds delicious.
Is he trying to alienate
the family? Send some for me, Fraser. Don't bother with him.
Okay. Look at the time, 6:38. Yes, 7:08. Fraser's been back on to say the anchovy and samphire spaghetti was brilliant, although he would say that.
I'm sure it was.
There's no praise like self-praise, or self-praise is no praise, is the same. Mark in London's been on. You know what's about weekly menus? So this is one. What are you laughing at?
He said it was Otter. Is this the one where it says Ottolenghi?
Yeah, but that's Fraser.
Yes.
Right.
Did you say Ottolenghi?
I didn't say because I Googled it.
Because you didn't
know. I Googled it. I still can't understand what it is.
Is Ottolenghi is a famous chef.
Oh, right. So that's where he nicked the recipe.
That's what he basically he's saying he stole it from Ottolenghi.
Ah, gotcha.
Yes.
Well, that doesn't make it good, does it?
Of course it does.